parents, students, teachers, and some community members are demanding the closure of an alternative school in Poughkeepsie. They gathered in front of the school Tuesday morning in protest.
Make the right choice. Give the kids a voice. Make the right choice. Give the kids a voice.
Dominique Suddeth, a former substitute teacher in the Poughkeepsie City School District, says she is launching a group called PASS, or Parents and Advocates Supporting Students. She and others stood in front of Poughkeepsie's Academic and Career Excellence, or PACE, Academy on South Perry Street. It's an alternative program for grades 7 through 12, and she wants it closed.
We are important because we are the parents, we are the brothers, we are the sisters, we are the family members of these students located in this building, and we're going to stand for them. We're going to continue to ask people to come out. We're going to continue to ask people to stand up and speak out for their own kids.
Her brother, Dante Jackson, is a senior at PACE.
He's supposed to graduate this year, and every time we turn around, there is another obstacle put before him. There is something else in place where they're not giving us any proper protocols on how they're making these decisions, okay? They're telling him that he has to take an extra online course, but he's been here since the beginning of the school year. That was not stated before.
After venting and in tears over the matter, Jackson stood before protesters in the street in front of the school building.
Nobody cares. Where's the community at? Just because it's not your child doesn't mean it can't be your child.
His mother, Amelia Suddeth, said she was upset that she had trouble getting him out of school in the morning.
It has to stop. The abuse from the school system. It has to stop.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, we've been in this fight, and I'm trying not to be upset. But for somebody to tell you that you don't have rights to your child because there are these grounds, it's wrong.
It is.
It's not fair. And I just need to know, when is somebody going to stand up for my son? When is somebody going to help his cause and his rights?
A request on site to speak with the school principal or any school official in the building was referred to the superintendent, who did not respond to a request for comment in time for this broadcast. Highland resident Pam Krimsky, who taught for years in other districts, turned out to support the protest.
You know, we have a system that's funneling our black and brown students into prison and preventing them from getting an equal education, which they deserve. They're not less than white people.
Protesters say the school, which began housing the program in September, is in no shape to be operational, and they allege segregation, where students of color are separate but not equal. Dominique Suddeth also alleges a lack of transparency at PACE.
This building right here, if I was a student and I had to walk into an elementary school building every day and I'm a high schooler, that's going to mess with my psyche. That's going to make me feel like I'm less than. I'm not worth it. I'm not worth them even putting up the proper signage to say what this building is.
The sign outside the school still reads Christopher Columbus Elementary School. Suddeth says resources and materials to ensure student success are lacking, and that alternative programs in the school district are not properly funded.
What is that saying to these kids?
In the education,
we don't care enough about you.
You must provide material, books, and tools for the kids.
That's not a fair and sound and basic education. No, it is not.
Suddeth says PASS members will attend a December 14th school board meeting and intend to raise their concerns. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.